throwing it, but they can wear us, because I'm in speech path. Okay. But these are the kinds of questions that I'm getting now. We're going to see a lot of endorsements, so that's why we're here. But, okay, preschool-age children, okay, Spanish-speaking, totally at home, English-speaking at school, and this speech path is trying to send me this little kiddo that cannot comprehend WH questions in a preschool classroom because she's not giving me output. Okay, so apparently this little girl is not verbalizing. So
is she not verbalizing in any language?
She says that she thinks maybe she's mixing the languages, but this other speech path says that she feels like she doesn't have a language. She doesn't have either language. But don't you have to have a language?
She has language. This happens all the time. This happens all the time. If you look in the literature, I'm going to give you some references after this talk is over on bilingualism, because this is a common claim, even by linguists, about, I mean, this goes back to Hagen's work and way back in the 50s, 40s and 50s, saying bilingual kids who go through periods of silence or go through periods of mixing, they do mix language in the sense of code switching. They do mix language in the sense of thinking one will. But it's just a stage they go through. It's a very natural stage. And by the time they get to school, everything's fine. I mean, they've worked it out. I mean, the only child that ever shows the classic pattern, this is the problem with the research on child language acquisition on which speech pathology literature is based. The only child who fits the pattern of the classic child is the monolingual single child with two parents. That's the only one. My ex-partner has triplets. They were born, what, 3 years ago? December 3 years ago. Because they were triplets and because of their backgrounds, he gets state aid. He got state aid before they go to school. And so they assigned him a speech person to come and monitor their language development. And I happened to be visiting one time when this woman came over. And these kids were like 18 or 19 months old. They were, they're going to be close to two. And she was haranguing about the fact that they didn't have vowels, they don't have this, they don't have that, and they don't know this vocabulary. And she was doing these really kind of games you do with kids, the way we train dogs.
Oh, we do a lot of that.
Yeah, and so I was watching her, and I thought, has she not read any of the developmental literature on twins? Very clear. The developmental literature on twins say that their speech lags behind monolingual kids because of certain contextual factors. By the time they get to the school, they're like anybody else.
Well, see, this is what I'm wondering. So, you know, she's sending me these emails asking me what kind of tests I think that this kid should be given and what I want on this IEP.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. And I'm saying, look at her socially. What is she doing? And they are just bound to determine that this kid needs to have early childhood disability services.
No. And that's a stigma. Let me tell you what happened.
I don't know how to explain this.
Okay.